Susan Thunder told me she once saw the following graffito on a bathroom stall. Your ass is the only thing you can sell and still have after you sold it. The same might be said of software. It's the only thing you can steal and still leave behind, because what you're taking is a copy. This is a common line of defense among attorneys who represent computer criminals. A genial middle-aged criminal defense attorney named John Izardiaga, I was sure he'd trot out that line. But he didn't. In fact, Izardiaga, who has the beaten-down look of a man who has spent a lot of time around a lot of rough characters, seemed more than a little mystified and slightly overwhelmed by the particulars of the case, and confessed that he didn't know the first thing about computers. I had gone to L.A. to talk to Izardiaga about getting an interview with Kevin, who was awaiting trial in North Carolina. After politely dashing any hopes I had of getting to his client, "It's far too premature," he said, Izardiaga bought me lunch. Over gazpacho and salad in a trendy restaurant in downtown L.A., I raised some questions that had been nagging at me. Who was Mitnick talking to in Colorado from Seattle that night? Everyone I had spoken with seemed to agree that the taunting threats on Shimomura's voicemail last December were not left by Mitnick. Eric Corley, a friend of Mitnick's who publishes 2600, a magazine for hackers, told me he knows who left the messages, and it wasn't Mitnick. And who wrote the IP spoofing program? After dispatching his lawyerly duty and proclaiming his client's innocence, Izardiaga, a man who has defended people accused of far more heinous acts, threw up his hands. He looked sincerely baffled. He said he couldn't understand just how bad these crimes could be, no matter who committed them. After all, no one was harmed physically, nothing was sold, nobody profited. And what is a suitable punishment? Even Shimomura thinks that protracted jail sentences, as Shimomura puts it, not an elegant solution. Roscoe's lawyer, a brash, opinionated man named Richard Sherman, dispensed with elegance altogether. You know what they should do to Kevin Mitnick? He said when I visited him. Kevin Mitnick should have his pants taken down for 6 months so everyone can see what a little teeny weeny he has.